For the shepherds outside Bethlehem, that night began like every other. They were trying to keep warm while they watched over their sheep. It was their job to make sure nothing bad happened to them. They had to be vigilant, always watching, always listening for any sign of danger. If it came, they had to act, fending off wild beasts or thieves. When things were quiet, hours were passed stoking the fire, telling stories, meditating on God's word, or gazing upward in wonder at his handiwork. Most nights were uneventful. But not that night. That night, the darkness exploded with light. An angel of the Lord stood before the trembling shepherds and said, "Don't be afraid. I come proclaiming good news of great joy for all people. Today in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you. He is Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly the sky was filled with angels, and they all began praising God, saying, "Glory to God! Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men of goodwill." Then, as quickly as they had appeared, the angels left, returning to heaven. Then the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this child." Excitedly, they searched until they found Mary, Joseph, and the baby, who was indeed sleeping in the manger. After seeing them, the shepherds shared with everyone the message they were told about this child. And all who heard were amazed. Overcome with emotion, the shepherds bowed in awe. They worshiped the newborn Savior. They expressed their gratitude to God for inviting them, humble shepherds, to be a part of this glorious event. They left the stable glorifying God and praising Him for all they had seen and heard. On their way back to their sheep, they shared the joyful news with everyone they encountered. The rest of that night and all the nights after were never the same. They still faced the elements, an endless routine mixed with occasional danger, but their lives were brighter. They could still hear in their mind's ears the angelic worship. They now had hope because they had met the Savior. they had met Jesus.